Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on. He is Matt Ellentuck. He is a freelance writer and the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. We discussed the disparities between the NCAA men's and women's tournaments in regards to the dining options, weight room, swag bags. We also discussed Title IX and etc. Matt is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance, exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch. Now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. Geico makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your Geico claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. Geico, great service without all the drama.
Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1-cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew you tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. So, you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill find, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance, exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. SIM and support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance, exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. SIM and support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
And everyone is saying this is Salisbury steak. How you feeling, Mike? Are you excited? Okay, Mike's going to try it with me. Ready? Now for the mashed potatoes. The veggies.
Okay, here's like, I did.
Maddie! And everyone is saying this is Salisbury steak. How you feeling, Mike? Are you excited? Okay, Mike's going to try it with me. Ready? Now for the mashed potatoes. The veggies.
Okay, here's like, I did.
Maddie! And everyone is saying this is Salisbury steak. How you feeling, Mike? Are you excited? And everyone is saying this is Salisbury steak. How you?
All right, everybody. everybody. Welcome back to the program. That's the University of Oregon's Sedona Prince talking about the horrible dining options at the 2020 NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. There were some other things that were an eyesore at the tournament thus far. They were able to get the situation taken care of. They got in contact with NCAA officials to not only get the dining options taken care of, hopefully, but also the weight rooms. We happen to see an upgrade in the weight rooms, but we're going to talk about the disparities between the NCAA men's and women's tournaments in regards to those things. And we have a gentleman that I've had on the program who knows the ins and outs. He covers women's basketball for a WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball, but he's also in the know in just women's basketball, both pro and college. Let's welcome him back to the program, Matt Ellentuck. Hey, Matt, Happy New Year, man, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Ed, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be back on the program. You heard the University of Oregon, Sedona Prince, and just showing her frustrations about the dining options that were available at the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. A lot has happened within a several-day period. There have been upgrades to the weight room. Sedona made it known on social media that they finally have weight racks. The equipment has finally been upgraded. But, man, since this hit social media, Matt, this has been an uproar. Can you explain, I mean, we're going to delve deep more into Title IX a little bit later, but when you saw all of this breakdown from the dining options to the weight rooms and the swag bags and just the complete polar opposites, what thoughts came to your mind?
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm surprised by it. I think anybody who's been around the women's game knows that this has been going on for forever. Obviously, I was disappointed still all the same, but I definitely wasn't shocked. I mean, this is how the NCAA decides to treat its women's tournament.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, again, we're not shocked either, but man, this is just, this has gone on for far too long. There have been so many, I know on social media, a lot of people, the majority of people have come on the side of the women and sticking up for the women, but there's also been some that have said, well, the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament doesn't bring in any money, so it's kind of like an apples to oranges situation. Can you explain to the listeners out there how much money that the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament brings in, and do you think does money have a play a key role as far as with the dining options and the weight rooms and things of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bizarre that people don't think that the women's tournament brings in any money, but it has, you know, it publicly has announced a $500 million deal with ESPN over the course of 10 years. I think the payout is something in the range of like $35 million a year from ESPN just to cover the women's tournament. So it's not like the women's side is not bringing in any money. Maybe it's not as much as the men, but it's definitely not like you know, the women's tournament isn't being watched and isn't being consumed at all. But yeah, I don't know. They're I guess going to use that as a shield for the way in which they divvy up money. But that's a bizarre take from a nonprofit that claims to support Title IX. So you know, I don't really get that at all.
Yeah, I don't get it at all either. And so when Sedona Prince from the University of Oregon, she posted the video on social media, it started an uproar, and people really started championing her cause in terms of just getting better, better dining options in the weight rooms. And I saw some of the pictures, Matt, and it was very disheartening. Again, as I mentioned first with the dining options, you see, I don't know if you heard the audio, but Sedona was kind of being sarcastic about the food, but I just looked at it, I was like, whoa, what is this? And I saw a picture of it. It looked like some mystery meat and some, they said it was Salisbury steak. It was bad, yeah. Yeah, it looked atrocious. They said it was Salisbury steak, but it looked like some mystery meat and some mashed potatoes that looked like it had no salt and butter and some mixed vegetables. Nope. He gave them the cookie. Whereas at the men's tournament, it was like, you know, it was a full buffet with big chicken and, you know, you name it, they had it there. Then we see the weight rooms. I'm like, wait a minute, these are like collegiate athletes. How are they going to train properly. This is awful. You have the exercise mat, and you have, like, maybe, I don't know, what was it, yep. 6 weight racks or something like that. It was atrocious. And the swag bags, I mean, come on. The NCAA could have provided that. But Lynn Holtzman, who works in the NCAA, they were able to get the situation taken care of. They Sedona put it on social media that they have weight rooms, they have more equipment, which is fantastic. I'm glad they were able to get that situation taken care of. But it was almost like a too little, too late type of situation. Matt, they had 2 months to prepare for this, man. Why did this happen if you had 2 months to prepare for this? I understand this is a COVID year and we're still trying to figure things out, but 2 months, come on. They had time to prepare for this.
Yeah, of course. And, it's kind of eerily reminiscent of the WNBA's bubble last year where, same thing, right? They came to Florida and, there were issues with food, there were issues with rooms, there was issues with bugs, and it was public shaming that once again had to win the day for the women's athletes to, get things to not even, it's not like they're asking for much, they're asking for, the standard that everyone else has provided. But again, it for these women's sports, it takes public shaming and just, developing a story around how bad conditions are just for things to change. And obviously the NCAA, sure, they got everything back up to standard, but it shouldn't be like that. I mean, this is biggest moment of most of these women's basketball careers in the biggest tournament the country has for them. Everything should be provided to them, as standard is for the men, because this is, they can't be wasting time for things like this. They have a couple of days to prepare for actual basketball. And this is what happens a lot of the time with women's sports. It's public criticism of why don't you make as much money as the men? Why don't you perform at this standard like the men do while giving them half of the resources? It's like, how do you expect anyone to perform at their best when they're not being treated like the best?
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right about that. And speaking of being treated like the best, Title IX. Title IX was a law that was passed in it became effective on June 23rd, 1972, and it's a federal civil rights law in the United States that was passed as a part of the Education Amendments of 1972. It prohibits sex-based discrimination in any school or other education program that receives federal money. A lot of people were tweeting, Matt, about Title IX. And Title IX, it says that no person in the United States shall, based on sex, be excluded from participation in or be denied the benefits or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. But again, Title IX became a popular hashtag on social media when this whole situation had broken down. Matt, do you think we've come along? Do you think when Title IX was passed in 1972, do you think conditions have improved, not just in women's basketball, but just in women's sports in general? Or do you think we're going backwards and we're actually worse off than we were before?
I mean, improved, sure, but it's very clear that we're not where we need to be. From my understanding of it also, the NCAA doesn't legally have to uphold the Title IX because it's a nonprofit, so it made its own claim that it tries to regulate itself, hold itself to Title IX standards, but it doesn't legally have to. I think that is the big issue. And I've read one of my friends, Alex Kirshner, wrote for Slate, just about the labyrinth the NCAA has built for itself in that it sort of shields itself from being the singular blame, and it's got a wave of networks so that it can shift blame from here to here to here and never really have to accept itself as the issue. And I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to judge what the NCAA does from here. Obviously, history tells us that, things aren't going to just suddenly change from 2021 to 2022, but that's how we have to judge them. They claim that, next year is going to be better. Next year better not have these same issues. It can't be, an issue arises and then they cover it up and then they say they've met standards. Like that's just not how it is. Things have to be how they're supposed to be from day one, without public shaming, without criticism, without, the story of the NCAA tournament for the women being about the conditions. Like, it needs to be about the basketball if we want it to grow. So Time will tell.
Yeah, indeed, time will tell. I mean, this is again, I have learned a lot about Title IX over the years, and I'm still continuing to learn so much more about it because, as you mentioned, the NCAA is a nonprofit organization. I want to stay just with the NCAA being a nonprofit. So you said the NCAA doesn't have to honor the Title IX amendment. If they wanted to make change, I guess what I'm asking is if they wanted to make changes to it and maybe make the NCAA recognize Title IX, could there be maybe some litigations happening? Maybe we have to go to Congress for it, or would the NCAA have to come together as a board and try to change things? How would that work if the NCAA were to recognize Title IX?
Yeah, that I'm not exactly sure. The legality of it is a little above my head. But I mean, there has to be a way to get everything concrete written, you know, that the NCAA has to uphold what it says it does.
All right, fair enough. So again, yeah, I mean, again, that hashtag came up on Twitter, and I was like, well, Title IX, and I knew about it. I said I wanted to do more research on it, and then you shed even more light on it at the NCAA with it being a nonprofit. They don't have to honor it. That's very interesting right there. So now we've had the whole fiasco with the dining and the weight rooms and the swag bags and all this other stuff. So now, Matt, we've come to a resolution now. As I mentioned earlier, Lynn Holtzman from the NCAA put out a statement, and the weight rooms have improved. Can you give me just kind of follow up on just what improvements have been made in terms of not just with the weight room, but also with dining options and other things involving the women's tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so far we've heard that eating conditions have improved. The gym equipment has improved. We're still talking about why I guess the women's tournament isn't branded as March Madness like the men's side has, which is one of the more bizarre things I've ever seen. Why the women's tournament games in the center of the court say women's basketball and not March Madness. Like some bizarre things like that. But I'm not exactly sure. I'm not there in San Antonio, so I'm not seeing this develop in real time as other reporters are. I'm sort of fielding it as everybody else is online, because that's the nature of basketball in 2021. But it seems to be that the NCAA is placing Band-Aids on the things that have been exposed over the past couple of days. But, again, that's not enough.
Yeah, it's definitely not enough, man. And again, this is kind of a black eye, not just to women's basketball, but in women's sports, man. If people are continuing to kind of go back to Title IX, and people just really broke it down on social media, and, you know, again, it's just no excuse, whether this is COVID, no COVID, man. It's just no excuse. But again, Matt, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, kind of explaining to us, just going, delving into detail about the disparities between the NCAA men's and the women's basketball tournaments, and also just things that has been happening, unfolding as of recently. I want to ask you, Matt, when does the WNBA season start?
We're still waiting on exact news for when the W is going to start. It usually starts at the end of May, and it seems like we're possibly on track for that. We're still even waiting to hear if teams are going to be in the bubble, if teams are going to be flying across the country, if the season's going to have to be altered at all. I guess it also depends a little bit on what exactly plays out with the Olympics, since that's always a hurdle teams have to deal with, because it usually happens in the middle of the WNBA season. So we're waiting on specifics. We did get a draft date of April 15th, so that is about normal. So hopefully things return to a little bit of a state of normalcy now, especially as vaccines are rolling out in the U.S.
During the when the bubble had ended in the NBA, a lot of NBA players were very outspoken about not enjoying the bubble environment. They wanted to be back playing in their respective NBA cities. Our WNBA player, WNBA players have, I know some of them have been, were outspoken in the bubble in terms of trying to get their mental health cleared. There were several players that had left the bubble, Brittany Griner being one of them. Would WNBA players be open to returning to the bubble, or would they like to return to their respective cities?
Yeah, I don't think it's a secret that, you know, W players didn't love being in the bubble. NBA players were the same way, obviously being trapped into one, you know, secluded area for a period of weeks and months wasn't really great for anyone's mental health. The bubble isn't preferable, even though it did turn out to be safe. There were no positive cases in either the NBA or the WNBA bubble seasons, but I think that's probably a question that would have to be answered at an individual basis. I'm sure some players, you know, minded it less than others, but obviously, the hope is to not have to be in a bubble, but who knows? I mean, the status of the country at the end of May might be significantly different than it is right now in March. So I think it's probably a sit tight as the W evaluates its choices. I'm sure players will evaluate theirs too.
All right, fair enough. And Matt, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody what you do. You are the creator of the of a WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, I poke in and out of the newsletter every now and then. I'm a freelance writer at the moment, so you'll probably see my name in a couple of different places. But the best place to follow me is, of course, on Twitter. So at M. Ellentuck is my last name. That's my account.
All right, fair enough. So, again, where can people find you on social media, whether it be, again, you can plug your Instagram, also Twitter, Facebook, any websites that you want to publicize, let them know that as well.
E-L-L-E-N-T-U-C-K is the spot. You should find me with the number 10 at the end on Instagram, and Melentuck is me on Twitter. So those are the places.
Awesome. You heard it from him. He's Matt Ellentuck. He's the creator of the WNBA newsletter. Here's Basketball. And he's also a freelance writer, just giving us the ins and outs of what's going on in the world of women's basketball. And just check him out. He's really good. Hey, Matt, thank you so much once again, man. And you want to come back, if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Always, Ed. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you, my man. We'll be back with more right after this.
And everyone is saying this is Salisbury steak. How you feeling, Mike? Are you excited? Okay, Mike's going to try it with me. Ready? Now for the mashed potatoes. The veggies.
Okay, here's like, I did.
Maddie!
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance, exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah. You can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. so we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650, only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p, up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering, $650 via virtual prepaid card, allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch. Now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama. To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch. Now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch. Now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama.
The series you've been waiting for has arrived on Disney+. Where do we start? Critics have been raving about The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I got a vibranium arm.
And I can fly.
Let's get to work.
It's a pulse-pounding experience that will leave you breathless.
Well, this is too perfect.
Marvel Studios is bringing feature film-caliber storytelling to Disney+. Plus.
Sure about that?
Damn right.
Let me hear you.
Marvel Studios, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, now streaming only on Disney+. Plus.
Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1-cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew your tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.
All
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. A big special thank you to Matt Ellentuck. He's the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball, and also he's a freelance writer. Check out his articles, man. They are really good. So check out Matt, and he's a really good person. So that's going to do it again for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.